This is Akashvani Itanagar, the news read by Appu Gapak. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today met foreign ministers attending the BRICS foreign ministers meeting in New Delhi. Russian foreign minister Sergey Lavrov, Italian foreign minister Abbas Araghchi, South African foreign minister Ronald Ramola, and Brazilian foreign minister Mauro Vieira, among others, today called on Prime Minister Narendra Modi. The meetings took place on the sidelines of the BRICS foreign ministers meeting, which is underway in New Delhi. Earlier in his opening remarks, External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar said that peace and security remain central to the global order. He said that the recent conflicts only underline the importance of dialogue and diplomacy. Governor K.T. Parnaik has extended his warm greetings to the people of the states, particularly Adi community, on the occasion of Atorgidu. He expressed his hope that the age-old tradition would preserve indigenous customs and wisdom and also strengthen social harmony and cultural identity among the younger generations. In his message, the governor said that Atorgidu, one of the most cherished agricultural festivals of the Adi tribe, reflects the deep bond between humanity, nature, and community life. Celebrated at the beginning of the farming season, the festival symbolizes unity, culture, collective responsibility, and the spirit of cooperation. May this vibrant festival bring happiness, prosperity, good health, and abundant harvest to every household, the governor wished in his message. Chief Minister Pema Khandu today chaired the state cabinet meeting deliberating on a series of important policy, administrative, governance, and developmental matters concerning various departments. One of the significant decisions taken by the cabinet was approval of the proposal of the Department of Administrative Reforms and Training for framing of the Arunachal Pradesh public examination measures for prevention of unfair means and recruitment rules 2026. The rules are aimed at strengthening safeguards against question paper leakages and other unfair practices in recruitment examination conducted by various recruiting agencies in the state. Other key decisions include approval for amendment and modification of recruitment rules relating to administrative officers and chief engineers in various departments, and approval of the Arunachal Pradesh Tenancy Rules 2026 aimed at operationalizing provisions of the Arunachal Pradesh Tenancy Act 2022 for creating a transparent, accountable, and inclusive rental housing ecosystem in the state. The rules provide for establishment and functioning of rent authorities, rent courts, and rent tribunals, besides laying down procedures concerning tenancy agreements, security deposits, registration, eviction, dispute resolution, and regulation of residential and commercial rental properties. In view of the appeal made by Prime Minister Narendra Modi, the State Cabinet today issued austerity measures for compliance of all. Some of the key measures include prohibition of foreign travels by ministers and government officials for next 1 year, 50% reduction of convoys of HCM, DCM, and ministers, virtual first policy for all meetings. Tickets for unavoidable official travels be booked 15 days in advance and LTC travel 45 days in advance. 100% adoption of e-office and powerless desk by all subordinate officers, circle officers, STO headquarters by March 2027, and encourage carpooling and use of public transport for all officers and school and college students. The measures also include encouraging buy Swadeshi, buy local, strengthening our nation and empowering our communities. Veer Nari Koiman Wangpan, wife of late Sepoy Agoy Wangsa, Shorya Chakra posthumous, today called on Governor K.T. Parnaik at Lok Bhavan Itanagar. The governor inquired about the well-being of her family and appreciated her courage, resilience, and strength in the face of adversity, describing her as an inspiration for society. The governor encouraged Wangpan to move forward with confidence and dignity. He said that her determination and spirit reflect the true values of sacrifice and patriotism. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.